Hi, guys. I'm Billy. I'm an alcoholic.
Billy.
I guess I'm pinch hitting for someone tonight. That's always a good thing. Step two. Step one, we admit that we're powerless. And, you know, everything's unmanageable. But the powerlessness, what do we do about that, you know? You know, what's going to be, you know, powerful enough to keep me from drinking, doing drugs? When I first came into AA, I was going to meetings up in P-Town and Truro because I lived up in that area. And I heard people talking about their higher powers. There was some pretty weird higher powers people were talking about. And a guy picked me up hitchhiking one night, because I used to hitchhike to meetings. I was standing under a street light, and he told me, he says, "Why don't you make that street light your higher power?" I said, "Yeah, okay." You know, I when I came in here, I wasn't looking for a religion. I didn't come here to go to heaven. You know, when I saw the God stuff in the beginning, I was like, "What? Yeah, great." You know, but you know, I was a Catholic kid growing up, and you know, I just got away from it like a lot of us that are in here did. You know, you're brought up with some kind of religion or training in religion, Sunday school or Catholic school or, you know, whatever. And when life starts going south for you from drinking, you kind of forget God and don't really want any part of him. So anyways, I had this light bulb for street light for a higher power. When I was standing out there hitchhiking the meetings, I would look at it and say, "If I don't get picked up tonight, I'm walking in town to the Packy." And I'd always get picked up and get a ride to the meeting. So that went along, and, you know, I was going to these meetings. There was some pretty weird people in the program at the time. One guy was a Satanist or something, and he had like goat heads and stuff at his house, and you know, that was his higher power. But there was one guy there that was like an ex-priest or something, or I don't know, maybe he was never a priest, he was just in the seminary and just never became ordained. And I talked to him one time about this. You know, I said, "I just don't believe in God." He said, "It doesn't have to be God." He said, "Try to define a higher power. Instead of giving it a label like God, just define it in the characteristics you'd like this power to have. You know, like love, forgiveness, tolerance, patience, honesty." And that made sense to me because these are all, you know, like... you know, things I could relate to instead of the guy in the sky. You know, I could, not that I had honesty or patience or tolerance or anything, but I understood those words and I saw how I could put those characteristics together to give me some idea of, you know, what's more powerful than I am, you know. You know, I thought about people I loved and the power of love and the power of honor. You know, I thought about that stuff. It was all more powerful than I was over alcohol. And then I would go to meetings. I'd hear people say God and, you know, this guy told me, he said, "You can put all this stuff under the heading of God. God's just an easy word to say. You know, you don't have to have a special word." So when you hear a guy next to you sharing about something and he says God, you think of your concept of God, of, you know, whatever your concept is. And it might be different from his, but you're patient and tolerant of his and accept that that's what he believes in. And, you know, I saw people that weren't drinking and I couldn't stop. And finally, one day I asked a guy for help. He told me to get on my knees and ask a higher power to keep me away from a drink for a day. And I did that. And when I got on my knees, after I shut all the curtains and everything, because people used to look in the windows trying to catch me praying, you know. But I got on my knees, and I thought of all these characteristics. I didn't think that I was praying to, like, God up in the clouds with the long hair and the big beard. And, I thought, I'm asking something, whatever it is. I want the power of love, of honesty, all these things that I was lacking in my life. And that worked, and I kept that higher power for a while. When I remember reading the big book the first few times, every mention of a higher power was capitalized, like the word him. And, that's what it was like in school, Catholic school, in the catechism, every time they talked about God, it was, and I was kind of pissed off, I thought, but then I realized this was written at a time when most of the people getting into A, starting AA, they were Christians, and they were coming from the Oxford group. I learned that, and that, that was kind of a Christian thing and so they relied kind of on the King James Version of the Bible for their principles. And as much as I wanted to fight it, I saw other people saying that they had a higher power and they were getting sober. And that's what I came here for. And so, I believe that they believed, and I just thought of my concept of a higher power as the characteristics I would want God to be, or not the hell and brimstone God I was brought up with, but a loving, forgiving, definitely, and honest, and I don't know. I wasn't ready for this tonight. I didn't plan anything. I'm winging it, but. That was important to me. I don't know if I was an atheist or an agnostic. I finally believed that there was a God, like the Christian God, when I did my third step. I had kind of a spiritual experience, and I believed that there was really something. I had like a white light experience with that. But to get to that point, I had to believe that everybody else believed, and that's just how I did it. And, if you're new here, you're not sure about the God thing, just believe that we believe, Try to think of what you would want God to be, if there is a God, what would you expect, him to be like? And, thinking of the characteristics was a big change for me, that kind of simplified it instead of trying to think about some all power, somebody that, made heaven and earth and the heavens and, the planets and all that stuff. But that was a power greater than myself. And, asking that power greater than myself, I was able to stop drinking. The first time I got on my knees and asked for help, I didn't drink that day, and I haven't had a drink since, and that was a long time ago. I still do that every day. I'm on my knees every morning, asking my higher power to keep me away from a drink or a drug, and I'm thanking them every night. And because I couldn't do it on my own. I came to AA for 4 months. I couldn't stop drinking for a day. I went to meetings. I had all these little books you read a prayer in every day. I didn't know what the prayers said. Whatever I read, I was reading this book. I don't know what it said. When I finally got on my knees and asked something for help, it seemed like it worked. So I believe it now, and it's that's a power greater than myself. And be interested to hear what all you guys have to say about it tonight. That's it for me. Thanks.